sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a cold, dark winter day in Fairbanks, a cheerful sound drifts across Creamer's Field. It's the song of the black-capped chickadee. And it's not just any song, it's the mating song of the male. It's not entirely unexpected. Fairbanks naturalist Mark Ross has heard chickadees singing as early as January. It's certainly not a sign of spring, but it is a sign that the winter solstice has passed and the days are getting longer. The increase in daylight in the weeks after the winter solstice is subtle, adding just a few minutes a day, but it's enough to trigger hormonal changes in male chickadees that stimulate territorial behavior, like singing and social interactions, which eventually lead to mate selection, nest building, and mating in April. Alaska is home to four chickadee species: black-capped chickadees, boreal chickadees, chestnut-backed chickadees, and gray-headed chickadees. Chestnut-backed chickadees are found only along the coast in the wet coastal rainforests, and gray-headed chickadees are the northernmost chickadee in the world, inhabiting the scattered black spruce stands and riparian willows at the edge of the tree line in Alaska, Canada, Siberia, and Scandinavia. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.